Ladies and gentlemen, this is Gilbert Garcia. A tip from Gilbert. I thank you for joining us here on this Labor Day weekend. Here it is Monday at 11 o'clock, so it is time for a tip from Gilbert. Talk, inspiration, and prayer. We do this every Monday, of course, from 11 to 11:45. And just as a reminder, we want call-ins. Call in. 281-837-2222. Or write me a tip from Gilbert at gmail.com. And again, going forward, we're going to have a lot more community leaders to talk about what's going on in the community. Hear this on Labor Day. I've got a song, one of my favorites. I always like to play a song here. This is gospel music, of course, so I thought let's have some religious music, things to be grateful for. And, of course, there are four great rock operas in the community. There's Jesus Christ Superstar, there's Tommy, there's Godspell, and there's Hair. Well, one of my favorite songs from Godspell is the song Day by Day. And we're going to hear that in just a second. The lyrics are just so simple. And all this stuff comes from a prayer that was ascribed to the 13th century English bishop, St. Richard of Chichester. I probably said that incorrectly. But the song goes just day by day. Oh, dear Lord, three things I pray. So there are three things this person prays. And the first, to see thee more clearly. I'm sure a lot of us wish we could get messages from God a lot more clearly to give us direction. The second is love thee more dearly. That's beautiful right there in and of itself. And the third, follow thee more nearly. Again, we're all disciples of our great creator God and Jesus. And so very quickly, let's hear that song, Day by Day. That's Godspell.
Master.
Enjoyed that song. I love that song. And you know, it just makes you want to clap. It just makes you want to stand. It just makes you want to put your arms out. It just makes you want to sway your body back and forth. It's just one of those songs. And it reminds me of, I have visited many, I'm a Catholic. And of course, I love my church. But I have visited several of these wonderful Baptist churches. Pastor Max Miller, some of his other the pastors as part of the Baptist Ministers Association. And I will tell you, it's a happening when you go to a Baptist church. It's not like my Catholic church. You know, people are standing, they're moving, they're shaking, their hands are in the air. And oh my God, all the colors, the colorful suits, the incredible hats. It's just an experience. And that is why I just love visiting some of my friends and in the community, some of my pastor friends in their churches. And these aren't just masses. You know, mass means that's what we call our church service, mass in the Catholic Church. These aren't masses. These are like, I mean, the pastor gets at a whole 90-degree angle when he's there singing and screaming. But one of the things that I thought was amazing is how they recognize the youth. And I saw Pastor Max Miller bring forward a lot of the youth in the church, brought them forward, and had them, you know, in front of the whole community and would read out their accomplishments, whether it was good grades, good behavior in school, all of those things. And that just warms my heart because remember, that's the seed corn of our community, those kids. And so we'll be having a pastor join us here soon as he will not only tell us a little bit about what's going on in his church, but he'll also say a prayer for us all. And boy, with this COVID, we need some prayer. But the most important thing about prayer is it brings us together as a community, because there's a lot of good going on in this world. And we hear too much of this and that, and everybody's down and the COVID. But, you know, there are stories of people coming together, and there's so much goodness in the world. And I do want to make sure everybody remembers, go see your doctor about this vaccine. I'm not saying to get vaccinated, although I think it's a good idea to get vaccinated, but go see your doctor and hear what the doctor has to say. And nowadays, there are people that will pay you to get vaccinated, whether it's the county, whether it's other things, whether it's employers. And so I'm just going to read off a couple of vaccination sites. And producer, whenever we have Pastor Walker come in, just go ahead and patch him on through. But I'm just going to read some of the vaccination sites. And again, you can call. Walk-ins are wanted. These are all the Houston Health Department fixed vaccination sites. And if I'm not mistaken, it's a $150 gift card incentive. So it's at Acres Home Multi-Service Center there on Montgomery, Hiram Clark Multi-Service Center. There's La Nueva Casa de Amigos Health Center. There's the Magnolia Multi-Service Center, the Northside Health Center, Sharpstown Health Services, Southwest Multi-Service Center, Sunnyside Health Center, Plaza Americas, and Tidwell Park. All of those, they have different hours, but they're all there administering the vaccination for free. But I also want to mention some pop-up sites. You got to hand it to these places, because a pop-up site means they're temporary. Most of these things are just weekly, but they're there to, again, make sure people are getting vaccinated. So there's the Regent Care Center of Kingwood. There's the U.S. District Court here on Rusk. There's the Terrabella Health and Wellness Suites. The Children's Museum of Houston. Of course, a lot of you know that I've been very supportive of the Children's Museum, primarily because I have four kids that have gone through those museums over these last 25 years. But the Children's Museum of Houston has a pop-up center. Cullen Park has a pop-up vaccination. Bex Prime, can you believe that? Way to go, Bex Prime. Get a burger and get a vaccination. So right there, Bex Prime on Westheimer. Stevenson Middle School, Christia Adair Park, and the Sunny Flea Market. These are all temporary vaccination sites. They're called pop-up sites. And I really mean it, Houstonians. Go see your doctor. Obviously, if you have any sort of predisposed medical condition or something like that, well, I understand. But go see your doctor. They know your body. They know what's best. And they'll give you good guidance. So make sure you do that. We'll have Pastor Alvin Walker momentarily. And then something we're doing later. Excuse me? Pastor, are you there? I'm ready. Pastor Walker. How are you, my friend? I'm doing all right, my friend. And welcome to this show. This is my fifth episode of A Tip from Gilbert, Talk, Inspiration, and Prayer. We do it every Monday from 11 to 11:45 here on KWWJ, which is Gospel 1360, as well as 96.9 FM. So, Pastor, let me ask you, how are you doing, and how's your community there? And wait, tell our listeners here, where's your beautiful church, and what's been happening with y'all during this COVID?
Well, we are doing well, still trying to do the right thing with this pandemic still in our midst. But I'm located in Sunnyside on Alito Street. Been there at that church for 43 years. Been pastoring 17. Our congregation is a loving family type oriented congregation of love, praising God. We have an outreach ministry every fourth Saturday that goes to the Covenant House, try to bond those young adults who have been somehow gotten into different situations, and to try to give them a positive environment from the members who participate. They bring items to help those that need. So we do that, and we have a senior citizen ministry at the church that we do things for our seniors, like search things, especially during this pandemic, buying groceries for them, taking care of their needs.
Well, Pastor, let me ask you, you've been a pastor for 17 years, but you said you've been at the church for 43?
I've been at the church for 43 years.
My goodness, Pastor, that's wonderful. Let me ask you this, and this might be personal, but I always wonder, you know, how did you know you were called to Christ? You know, do you remember that moment? And, you know, did you say, "Lord, not me"? And then all of a sudden, here you are devoting your life to Christ and your community.
Well, I tell you, Mr. Garcia, it was a moment in my life when I was younger. God had laid it on my heart that I would be doing something for Him down the line. For a long time, I did not really want to do anything but go to church on Sunday, go home. But then after a while, I had an incident that happened. Probably would take me a little longer to express this, but I'm sure every pastor has different incidents that occur in their life that let them know that God has something that He wants them to do. And mine happened to be, it was a car coming on. I was on a one-way street, the car heading towards me. The car missed me, and I ended up in the ditch. And I said, "How did that happen?" Because the only thing I could offer is a prayer, "Lord, help me." And from that encounter, God let me know, "I need you to preach my word." And from that moment on, I went into the ministry under the leadership of Pastor R.R. Hartwell at the time. And from that moment on, I knew that God wanted me something better to do than what I was doing.
That is such a wonderful story. You know, what's very interesting is when you look at the community, the church has been such a backbone of the community for information, for things in the community, for organizing, for support. What do you attribute that to? But it's just such a beautiful thing.
Yes, the church is the backbone of the community. And I would say this, Garcia, especially this particular time that there is a lot of trauma in our society, and I don't have to express because I know you get flat out this, but there is a need for spiritual grounding where a person needs to have some spiritual help. I know we need physical help, but we need the Word of God. The Word of God can bring you a lot of things. I testify to help my life.
Well, one thing that always gets me, Pastor, is, you know, you see so much anger on TV, you know, whether it's what's going on in Austin or people, you know, rioting at the Capitol. You know, there's just so much anger. And sometimes I just think people forget the whole concept of love your fellow human beings. I mean, just, you know, and just the old fashioned, just do the right thing. How do we get people back on track, Pastor?
Well, I think one of the things that has to happen is that we as a people, we have to love one another, whether it's black, white, brown, Asian. We all are of the human race. We are a person, people. And we have to love each other, regardless of skin color, regardless of our nationality. We get back to that basic foundation of kind, loving each other. I think we can cross this bridge of racism because we all have different opinions, but we can love each other.
I think that's right. And, Pastor, don't we all generally want the same things? We all want to sort of live a nice life. We all want to do things better for our kids. We want our kids to have a better life than sort of we had. We want to just, you know, enjoy the bounties that God has on this planet, leave it in a good place for the next generation. I mean, in reality, we all kind of want the same things, don't we?
Amen. Amen. We should all want to go in the same direction.
The same direction.
That's, yes, sir.
The same direction. I like that, Pastor. The same direction. Go back to 43 years. So you've been 43 years of the church. Now, let me ask you, Pastor, are you married?
I am.
How long have you been married?
Been married for 45.
Did you say 45 years?
Yes, sir.
Pastor, come on. 45 years? Amen to you and to your wife. Let me ask you this. What's the secret? There must be a secret for 45 years to be married and to have strength in God together and watch the community together. If you had to tell some young people out there that are on their journey of being married, they're getting married next week, what would you say is the secret?
I would say when you get married, that's the beginning of a partnership. One of the things I've learned in my 45-year marriage is that there's going to be some times when my wife might not agree. But we can agree to disagree. And at the end of the day, whatever it is that might be going on in our lives, the thing that keeps us bonded together is being in love. I am as much in love with my wife now as I was when I first got married. I listen to my wife, and I think one of the greatest things of marriage is communication. When communication breaks down, and then that really creates a problem. So you got to talk about it.
Well, I know. Well, Pastor, my wife, now she makes it easy for me because if I don't listen to her, she'll make sure I listen to her. You know what I mean, Pastor? I'm married to one of those, you know, hot-blooded, hot-tempered Latin women. She'll just tell me. Let me tell you a quick story, Pastor, and I appreciate you being with me all this long. I used to be chairman of Metro, the transit agency, and, you know, that can get to your head now and then because everyone's always singing your praises and calling you Mr. Chairman and this and that. But let me tell you, when I got home, my wife would say, Mr. Chairman, she goes, don't forget to take out the trash.
Amen.
Mr. Chairman. And then my daughter, who at the time was only like 5 years old, would get into it and she'd say, she'd put out her hand with her little bottle. She goes, Mr. Chairman, more milk. Those are the stories, Pastor, that I think keep us grounded, and they're beautiful stories. Well, tell us about your church. So y'all have not been in service, is that right, with COVID? When do you think you're coming back?
We're looking at trying to go back to full service by the end of December. We are gradually putting together some things in place, so hopefully the pandemic would have gotten under control with, as you know, in our city, we're trying to get as many vaccinated as possible, just the young adults to do it. And I think by the end of the year, we may get to a point where we'll be more safe. So that's my thought.
Well, Pastor, it's been a pleasure. If I could ask one favor of you, it'd be, would you mind saying a blessing for us here in Houston and just give us some hope and inspiration that we're going to get through this virus, and these kids won't be impacted long-term having lived through these times.
All right. Father in heaven, we come at this time to say thank you again. We thank you for this day that you have allowed us to witness. We pray now, O God, for the people of this city, people of this state, people of the United States of America. O God, you know what we have been faced with for last year and a half, COVID-19, that lives have been destroyed, families have been hurt by loss of love. But, oh God, we know you're still a loving kind, God. So we pray special blessings upon the leaders of this city. We ask that you continue to give them the wisdom, the knowledge they need to be people of this great city. We pray for our schools. We pray for the teachers, the administration office. Give them what they need in order to teach our kids. Keep our kids safe, God. Then, oh God, we pray that your preach word on Sunday morning might be an inspiration to those that might be listening, faithful, those that might be listening to different social media, oh God. Then I pray for Brother Garcia and this network, oh God, continue to let them be a beacon light in times like this. In Jesus' name I pray.
Pastor, that was beautiful. Well, we're going to have you back on. And I thank you, Pastor, for joining us. And we'll see you soon, Pastor.
Thank you. Enjoy your day, and may God be with you.
Amen. That's Pastor Alvin Walker, of course, Houstonians. And I know we have another guest sort of there, as they say, in the hole or in the hopper or on deck or all those things. So let's see if our guest is there. Maritza, are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
So I asked Miss Maritza to come on the line. Maritza, to come on the line with us, because someone told me, a wise person said, if you really want to reach the people, you reach them either through the Lord or you reach them through their pet. And I don't know who told me that, but whoever told me that had to be smart, because, you know, all I notice is that everywhere I turn, there are more dogs everywhere. There are more pets everywhere. People love their pets. Some people treat their pets like their children. And so Maritza here, I invited her to come because she happens to be an entrepreneur, and we need more entrepreneurs in our community, right? Both black and brown. And we need to support our entrepreneurs, both black and brown, right? Because that's how our community is going to rise and thrive and be successful. So you started two dog parks, right?
Yeah, I did. You know, we started when I was 24. And I recently celebrated my 30th birthday. So it's been 6 years.
Well, happy birthday.
I now have two locations.
So you've been 6 years as an entrepreneur. How many employees do you have at any one time together?
Yeah, so we have about 50. So in total, there's about 50 of us together.
That is so big. I so congratulate you.
It is.
I mean, that's humongous. Our firm... And for those of you out there in Houston, listen, our firm, I'm a money manager by trade. You know, we have 37 employees, and we manage just under $18 billion in assets. 50 employees. I mean, how do you keep them all motivated, and how do you keep them all together?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it takes a lot, definitely. It takes a village. And I'm so lucky. I'm blessed that I have such a great team behind me. My two business partners are wonderful, and our management team, they're the best. You know, and I always tell people it's hard to go about things like this alone. So without a team, oh gosh, it would be almost impossible. So it's a lot of opinions and a lot of ideas with 50 people.
Well, heck yeah. Well, let me just remind our listeners and producer, if we get a call in, go ahead and put them forward if you can, and in case they have a question for Maritza. But call in, of course, to 281-837-2222. This is Talk, Inspiration, and Prayer for Me, a tip from Gilbert. We're on every Monday from 11 to 11:45. So, Maritza, whenever times have been down and low, COVID and employees out, what do you turn to for your inspiration?
You know, it's a lot of faith. You know, that could be faith in each other, faith in my team, faith in a higher power, because there has to be something that drives you, because otherwise it's so much pressure to be in charge, you know, and so much pressure to know that you're in charge of everyone else as well. You know, you want to make sure you do the best for your team.
Well, when you see all those dogs.
And it doesn't hurt that we have cute dogs around, too.
That's right. Let me ask you this. When you see all those dogs out there, and by the way, is it just dogs?
Yeah, just okay. Dogs for us.
Just dogs. When you see all the dogs out there, do you ever say when they're out there running around, that's the bully, that's the sensitive dog, that's the friendly dog? I mean, do dogs have personalities like people?
Oh, my gosh, yes. You know, we're often out there dictating a soap opera, if you will, because we know which dogs are best friends, which dogs are frenemies. will say certain dogs are dating.
Oh, my goodness.
They have so much personality.
Well, let me ask, so you see these dogs, and they're out there, and they're running around, and what's the thing they like to do the most?
You know, we're pretty great ourselves, and I have to toot my own horn at that, or my business partner's horn, if you will, because he designed some really great amenities for our dogs. We have a
call. Oh, I think we let's say, hold on, stay with me, Maritza. We have a caller with a question. Go ahead, caller with a question.
Oh, hello?
Yes. You got me. This is Gilbert, a tip from Gilbert.
Hello, my name's Chris. I had a question, since you have a expert on dogs at hand. My dad recently got into quite a big accident. Thank the Lord he's okay, though. But I was wondering what your thoughts would be on maybe getting him a dog to maybe...
But it's, I think that's a question about, what do you call those when you need a dog to... I don't know the right word, to just sort of make you feel better or to even, like, help you maneuver around. What do you call those, service animals?
Oh, hello?
Yes.
Oh, hey, Gilbert, I'm back on.
Is that Maritza?
Yes, I'm back.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. We had a call from a young man named Chris who it sounds like his father had been in an accident. And he said, well, what do we think about an animal to help him, a dog, a pet? And I was just saying that I'm familiar with service animals because I've seen them on the plane. So what do you think of that, Maritza? And is that a common thing? Does it work? What are your thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think any pet owner, you know, whether that be dog, cat, kitty, pig, finds immense comfort and can find that their dogs, their pets can be so therapeutic. You know, maybe not taking on the challenge of getting a new puppy to run around first day, but even going to a shelter or a rescue to find an older, calmer dog, I think that would be fantastic. I mean, who doesn't feel better at the end of the day seeing their pet?
What is it about a pet that or a dog that makes it such a great companion for a person that's been through something traumatic or difficult? Or, you know, what is it about an animal? Because, you know, when you think about it, it's not like the animal can talk to you. Or maybe it can.
Yeah, in some cases, that's better, right?
Yeah, but maybe it can. I don't know. So what's the theory behind the therapeutic element of an animal?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, dogs were domesticated about 30,000 years ago. So they're really our best friend by design. And since then, we've bred them to serve totally different functions and purposes. You know, so some dogs are just inherently bred to comfort, and that's what they were designed to do, you know. But I think that all of us can find elements in our own pets that offer comfort, you know, whether that's just wanting to be in the same room with us, snuggling with us, you know, giving us the motivation to move around even when we don't feel like it. I just think that they're so important.
So I just wanted to say thank you so much. That was a big help. I think I've made my decision.
Is this Chris?
Yes, sir.
So, first of all, our prayers go out to you and your family about your father. How's he doing? Share with us here in Houston.
He's doing a lot better, and thank you so much. That means a lot coming from you. But it was a little dark for a little bit, but it has gotten much better. Thank the Lord.
God, thank the Lord is right. You know, it just goes to show you, Chris, life is so precious. You just never know when something's going to happen traumatic. And, you know, the Lord tests us in so many different ways, and you just never know where or how that test is going to be. We're hoping his spirits are high. How are his spirits? And I guess my view would be keep his spirits high, because there's something about the miracle of people's spirits and feeling good and positive.
His spirits are definitely a lot better. He's definitely a lot better emotionally. It was dark for a little bit, and this really puts a lot of things into perspective, but I'm just glad that he's here, and I'm glad that he's with us still.
That's great. Do y'all have a pet now?
We do not. That's why we're thinking about it. We think it would help not only just him, but everyone else in the family.
I think that sounds like a brilliant idea. You know, the one thing, I happen to have three dogs, and I know it sounds silly, but you just got to do your own, I don't know the right word, but thoughtful poop research. because the one thing that nobody ever wants to do is pick up the poop. And so make sure you think about that, because when you see a big dog, you just know there's just big stuff. And just keep that in mind.
Yes, sir.
And so, you know, well, that's so kind of you. Is there anything that you want to share as your wisdom of what you've learned to the another young family out there that might be struggling with something like that, an accident or some other unforeseen thing? What wisdom do you want to give them out there in Houston?
I would definitely just say to stick with it, because there's definitely a light at the end of the tunnel. It does get better. I know it may not seem like that. I was down in the dumps for a while. But if you stick with it, just be supportive. But as long as you keep faith, I think everything will be okay.
Well, that is wonderful. Well, Chris, hats off to you and your family. We have nothing but prayers going your father's way and your whole family's way. And I think a dog would probably be a swell idea. But ask your mother and father first.
I will.
I'm going to talk another thing about, first of all, I feel for that family. You know, it's amazing how one moment can change your life so quickly, just like that. Unforeseen. Well, I had a good friend of mine. He's a pastor, Mauricio Marin. He is a gentle giant. He's a big man, but he's kind of like a big teddy bear. You know, he's a big man with a big heart. They say everything's bigger in Texas. Well, there you go. There's Pastor Mauricio. And he got COVID. And I remember him telling me he got COVID. And I remember his wife, Daisy, who's the most wonderful lady you'll ever meet. We almost lost Pastor Mauricio. And I remember how, you know, again, going back to Chris, I think he said it was dark, or I don't know if he said it was deep. I don't recall his word choice again. But it was dark for a while. And everybody was praying for Pastor Mauricio. Everybody. All the churches, everyone here in my office, we were all praying for him. And it looked grim. And he was on a ventilator. And I even think the doctors told his lovely wife, he ain't going to make it. Can you imagine how she must have felt to hear those words? You know, I don't think he's going to make it. You better get your affairs in order. How can you get your affairs in order, right? Well, I know her. She was never going to give up. Never going to succumb to that. And she prayed and prayed and prayed, and all of a sudden, Pastor Mauricio is with us today. What a beautiful story. And I think if you know him, you understand. And for a while there, he had to wheel his oxygen around everywhere. So there he was going places with the air things in his nose and a little canister of oxygen everywhere, seeing him and his spirits and how he was never going to give up and never going to let that disease take him. Now he's back to being his big bear self. And now, you know, I think the two of them, it's just done wonders to renew their faith. And it all goes back to that song we played today, Day by Day, because all of us really take it day by day. And when you think about when we're sitting there saying our prayers, when we say, oh, dear Lord, three things I pray. And those, of course, three things were to see thee more clearly, love thee more dearly, and follow thee more nearly. And so as we get ready to sign off here in about 2 minutes, I just want to remind y'all of how incredible the power of prayer is for all of us. So let's pray for Chris's father. Let's pray for all those animals out there that serve as service animals to our soldiers, our veterans, and others who go through traumatic experiences. Let's pray for Mauricio to fully recover and to tell his story to others to give them hope. Let's pray for Pastor Walker and Pastor Walker and all of his things that he has done for the community and those 17 years that he's been a pastor and for the 43 years that he's been involved with his church. So let's pray for Pastor Walker and let's pray for Houston. Let's pray for Houston that we get through this virus, that we're made stronger, and that maybe some way we recognize we just need to be a little bit more appreciative of all the wonderful things that we have. So, producer, you can sign us off here with the wonderful Whitney Houston song. And let's just once again remind our listeners that this is A Tip from Gilbert. Talk, inspiration, and prayer every Monday from 11 to 11:45. You can call me at 281-837-2222 or write me at atipfromgilbert@gmail.com. So that's A Tip from Gilbert. Talk, inspiration, and prayer every Monday, 11 to 11:45. I want to thank our caller, Chris, who called in with a story about his father. I want to thank Maritza. I think having dogs and the power of dogs and the love, the unconditional love they give us is so beautiful. And I want to thank, of course, Pastor Walker, Alvin Walker, because to be sort of involved with the community for 43 years, married for 45, and to have been a pastor for 17 and more is such a beautiful story. And I really think going back to the great song, that great rock opera of Godspell, the song Day by Day, three things I pray. Lord, see thee more clearly, love thee more dearly, and follow thee more nearly. So thank you, Facebook. Please send this around. Please call us at 281-837-2222, atipfromgilbert@gmail.com. Thank you, and signing off. We'll be back.